What's up, everybody? I go by the name of Doggy Diamonds. You are now listening to No Filter Podcast. No filter means honesty. If you're afraid of honesty, then this ain't the podcast for you. We gonna be honest today. Yeah, what it is, people, it's your boy Doggy Diamonds. You already know Doggy Diamonds, No Filter. If you see my mic stand do some drunk shit, this shit been drunk, so, you know, it decide that it wants to do some more other shit. But I'm here with, let them know who you be.
You know what it is, it's your boy Bully Bitch. You know what it is, you know what I mean?
So, all right, I was going to say originally Bully from D-Block, so I can't say that no more. I shouldn't say that no more.
Bully from D-Block, like, you know.
Formerly
of D-Block, yeah. Okay. Formerly.
Because we had a prior conversation, and you let me know formally.
Yeah, formally. Like, you know, a lot of people don't know. Well, if you don't know, now you know. Formally, yeah. You know what I'm saying? A lot of things didn't work out. You know, cats didn't want to pay the bills and pay that money. You know what I'm saying? And then I got kids, and I can't, you know, I don't work for free. And I don't think nobody in the industry should work for free.
So take us back. I remember you. I done been to Yonkers. I done been to the studio. You was always up there. You was around. You was working.
Yeah.
How did you meet them, the Locks?
We grew up in the same hood. Whitney Young, that gas station right across the street.
Okay, okay.
That's where we grew up at. You know what I mean? She grandfather used to show me how to play checkers and, you know what I mean, go to his house trick-or-treating and you know, kiss grandmother, stayed in the other building, 354, and, you know, Styles was just always coming over.
Okay.
You know, so it's like we grew up, you know, they was older, so, you know, but we respected it.
So how did it go from hanging out to...
Oh, I was rapping or whatever. I was rapping in a group, you know, called Frontline. Me and my man Stevie King and Duck. And we used to rap. And then, you know, we used to always tell them, yo, we good, we nice. Like, and then, you know, this is when they just got their Bad Boy deal. They're like, all right, we hear y'all doing a little something. So at the time, this is what happened. Jay-Z just signed Seagull from Philly. Okay. So it was like, you know, and then 50 just said, you know, the hardest come from Yonkers.
Facts.
So now everybody in Philly wanted to come to Yonkers and battle everybody from Yonkers. See, I say the hardest, like, you know, they was coming up here. So they had, this is the funny story. Major Figures, before they was Major Figures, came to Yonkers.
To my Bubonic and
Gilly, yeah. All of them.
Oh, and, no, you said Major Figures. Yeah, I'm thinking Major Figures. I'm thinking Philly Most Wanted, my bad.
Yeah, Gilly and all of them.
Dutch Spade, yep. Figures,
all of them. My dudes till it's today, you know what I'm saying? They came up here and stopped them in the hood, you know, cheeking them around. They was like, all right, so let's see this battle, like, you know. So we battled it out.
So niggas used to just come from Philly to
Philly,
any hood,
anybody straight from to the everywhere, hood. Come to the hood, like, you know what I'm saying? Because, you know, you see us, everybody was in front of the store, 354.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Right there. So everybody come down there and, you know, rappers just, yo, let's go. So it was like, you know, they was running through all the other hoods battling, you know what I mean? Because, you know, X had, you know, Mofa Gardens.
Okay.
And they had, you know, my man Jinx in there. That's from Bloodline.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? So, you know, they was going to every hood, battling everybody. And everybody, they was taking L's. And they came in our hood. And we gave them the business. And then, but we became friends. So it was like a friendly battle. So every summer, they come up and let's do it again. And then, you know, Sheik and them just like, yo, what's up? Yo, you want to do, like, get down or whatever? I was like, you know, all right, cool. So now, you know, Styles brought me to the studio. You know, because my man, you know, one of my mans died and my other man left, whatever. So, you know, he brought us to the studio. He brought me to the studio. It was me, guy T Waters, who was signed with Def Jam.
Okay.
I mean, no, So Def. And Bucky. This is when I first met Bucky from Philly. So, you know, Pete brought us in the studio.
Oh, Bucky from Philly?
Yeah.
Wow.
Bucky's from Philly. Originally from Philly, you know what I mean?
That nigga's ill.
Peace, you know what I mean? We're going to get into a story with that.
Okay.
But, you know, we got in there, got on a song, it's called Nobody, and, you know, T Waters, you know, he did his thing, and, you know, P came and said, yo, to me and Bucky, like, nah, your niggas got to come hard, come back the next day. So we came back the next day, burned that shit down, and then from there, just was like, you know, I always used to call myself Big Man, a.k.a. the Big Bully. So Luch was like, you know, they got too many big this, big man that, just call yourself Bully. I'm like, yeah, I'm like, Bully, he like, but you got to put a ring to it. I'm like, yeah, Bully, bitch. And he's like, oh, yeah, that's the shit right there. That's it, right? That's Flavors. And we ran with that. Yeah. You know what I mean? And then started, you know, working and being around, doing all this for years, like, been around for a minute, like, you know, putting in work, being on the albums and all that stuff. Then it's just like, you know, money, they say money changes everything.
So you was, so you, y'all was, you was around when they first got signed.
Yeah.
To Bad Boy.
Yeah. As a little nigga, but being around in the hood though.
Okay.
So I got,
okay,
you know,
down with them.
Down with them. When they came, when they kind of started making the name D-Block and all that, that's when I really, really okay. got down.
So you know? when did hood come in the picture?
Hood been in the picture somewhere in between that, around that Bad Boy. Hood was like the first one, but I was around, but I wasn't around. Hood was officially right with Luch every time.
All
right.
So now, man. So now looking back in retrospect, was hood right?
Hood was right, but wrong.
Okay, explain, break that down.
Hood was right of saying, you know, I'm trying to get my album out. I'm trying to get, you know, some money. I'm trying to feed my family, too. I want to do what I want to do. But he was wrong the way he went about it.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? I think it's like, you know, he did it too early. Like, you know, son, you could be always talked out sometimes and... You know, I guess him being young and you got, you know, you don't got nobody older around you, a little bit older with a little bit of sense of saying, yo, don't drag the chain and don't do this. Just, you know, say your piece like I'm saying right now.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? That's it. You know, he like to feel your pain. Like,
you know, he was the first nigga to go against the crew, right? Like,
yeah.
Like, any crew, because he's like yeah. the G-Unit. He was the first nigga that was like, oh, shit, the... He went against the fucking D Block, like yeah. holy shit.
Like, he was right, but he was wrong also. Like,
and you took on the task of going at hood. I remember.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, that was
I talked
that was,
about.
Yeah.
Like, you know, me picking him up, holding him upside down, and all that yeah. money coming out of his pocket. Cause that's what's playing and all that stuff. You know,
you
what
really
I'm saying?
Did that? Or you...
No, I really did that. But it's oh, like shit. Everything coming out of his pocket. But yeah. we was playing. He was trying to rush me. I was like, dog, please.
Oh, okay.
Like
okay.
just handing up, just get everything out your pockets. Like, yeah, yeah. You know what I mean? Shit like that.
Oh, it wasn't a beef situation.
Nah, it wasn't no
oh,
okay, beef. Okay, nah, okay, nah, okay. it was no beef. But you know what I'm saying? You know, but me like being who I am, when you disrespect the crew, I gotta
to
come
team.
At you. Like, so I'm like, all right, fuck them too. Like,
yeah.
You know what I'm saying? That's the way we are, like, you know.
So did you think in a million years that you would go from looking at him like you wrong for that to being in the same
being
situation?
Being in the same situation. It took me some time to say, damn. So I never, you know, like me and Hood never had a conversation of like
to this day y'all
what
haven't?
Was wrong. But no, I seen him recently.
Okay,
give him a dab, yo. What up, my nigga? Him come through the hood. What up? What up? What up? We get up, yo. Let's do a song. And I'm like, all right, whatever. You know what I mean? We just see each other. And
okay,
it's
okay.
always love. It's not. Yeah. It's no beef or nothing. I don't have no bad blood with that man. You know, I'm telling him much success. Do
yeah.
what you do. You know.
So, Hood leave.
Yeah.
You're there
yeah.
at one point. Y'all was the only two people on actual paperwork, right?
Only two signed to D-Block till this day.
So you still signed?
No, my contract ran out.
Okay, so let me ask you something. What exactly did you sign to?
I signed to D-Block. I signed to the
LLC.
Key. Yeah, the
no,
whole
I'm
thing.
Saying because did they have it structured as a record label? Was it a
as a yeah
company?
As a record label? You okay. know what I'm saying? And the funny thing, the same deal I signed. Luch used my same lawyer that did my deal with D-Block for his Def Jam deal.
Okay.
So that's the funny, like,
yeah,
it's funny that like, he used the same lawyer I had. And, you know what I'm saying, like, my thing is, you know, like, we on the road and you getting, y'all getting 30,000 or whatever,
mm-hmm.
or whatever, 30, 40, 50,000, doesn't matter. Like, you getting a couple stacks. You know what I mean? More than five, more than 10. And all I'm sitting there saying, if I'm, you know, I'm supposed to humble myself and I'm appreciating I'm on these albums. I'm appreciating I'm on this, down the third. But I'm working just as well. I'm your artist and I signed to y'all. You telling me neither one of y'all could say, yo, I would have took 100 from P, 100 from Kiss, 100 from Luch. $300 in my pocket. Put something in my pocket to make me like, you know, I'm sitting on the stage sweating and getting cold, getting sick. I'm missing New Year's. I'm missing Thanksgiving. I'm out on the road doing all these joints with
you.
You
ain't get per diem or nothing?
Nothing. So, niggas kept per diem. They kept this, that, and the third. Like,
so what about...
it's crazy.
They at least put you in a hotel, right?
Yeah, anybody can put somebody in a hotel
yeah.
and then all that.
Out of town,
hotel,
like $30.
Have fun, do this, that, and the third. You know, my thing was at the same time, too... What I didn't like is, all right, you know, you getting sponsors. You know how Jordan give you boxes and this, that, and the third. Okay, they giving y'all boxes. We going on tour. Why is it your other mans and them that not artists or not nothing getting Jordans and suits sent to their house, but I'm on the road on stage with y'all, that I'm buying my own clothes. You know what I'm saying?
Like a slave.
Yeah. I'm buying my own clothes and I'm buying my own sneakers. Like, yo, like, dog, these kids is getting Jordans sent to their house. I'm like, you're not even an artist. And when I'm saying, like, when I come to the table and say something, it's like nobody's not listening. I'm saying, yo, dog, all right, y'all the artists, y'all getting Jordans, Nike suits and all that shit. We on the tour. Why I'm not getting none of these joints? Like, you know what I'm saying? I'm the artist. I'm going to the Jordans events. I'm doing this. I'm doing that. I know I'm meeting with the kids with the Jordans on all that, but I'm not getting no packages.
So Jordan, so Hood said they like to spin you. Is that real?
Yo, that yo, I swear to God, every Raping You records, them little joints, is not no lie. Every, I swear to God, if you listen to, go back to listen to them, We Be Raping You and all them shits, you can't escape the rape. It's real. That's exactly what it is. It's real. And I hate to say that. Like, that's, it's a fucked up situation.
So you know right now, I'm going to keep it real with you, you know that you going against niggas, heroes right now. Like, you speaking out against the fucking...
Yeah, everybody's a hero until you find out the truth behind that hero. You know what I'm saying? This person could be your hero, but then when you really find them, or, you know, like, I seen a joint with a fan of Nicki's. And she was asking her, like, she finally got to her. She's like, you know, why don't you follow me? I buy all your albums. I'm crying. I finally got backstage. I paid a certain amount of money to get back here. You know, I just want you to follow me to make me feel good. You know, you gotta respect, that's your fan.
Yeah.
Why wouldn't you? Like me, with my Instagram, you follow me, I follow you back.
Facts.
You know what I'm saying? My joints don't be 200 and something, you know, followers, and I'm only following 200 people. Nah. if 2,000 people follow me, 2,000 people I'm following back.
So, all right, I guess it was a lot of cons for you in this situation. What was the pros? I know you done got a chance to get situations.
I got to be on the albums. I got to, you know, travel and stuff. But I didn't feed my family.
Off of it.
So I didn't to this day, I didn't see nothing. No
you
money,
never got an album budget?
Nothing. Nothing. You never, and I signed for that No Security. I was on 7 songs on that No Security album. 7 songs. And never got one single dime. I even had to go get up with a lawyer to try to fight for my joint. And they telling me all split sheets and this, that, and the third. But here's the funny thing. We have to go back a little bit more because of
a
situation happened. You know what I'm saying? Situation happened that on some street shit that, you know, a dude shot at me or whatever.
Uh-huh.
And they turn around to my, you know, old bully ratted on this dude or told on this dude. And I'm like, told on it? I said, I got locked up. So how did I tell on anybody if I got locked up? I said that the first person who got locked up is the one who got told on, which was me. You know what I'm saying? It's crazy because it was like, how you telling somebody? You saying somebody telling somebody, but you don't go and look at the situation. Go look at the situation. You had the time to go to the lawyer with me. You didn't have no lawyer for me when I got locked up. You tell my girl you got bail money and this, that, and the third. You didn't have nothing of that for me. You didn't have no bail money, no lawyer money. You didn't come to court. You have every opportunity to see if your man telling this, that, and third, or my artist is this, that, and third. You saying this is your artist, follow behind with your artist and stick to your artist.
So they went off of hearsay?
They went off, yeah. Basically, the kid, somebody wrote up some fake-ass paperwork. Mind you, went to a grand jury. First of all, nobody gets 5 years for 2 attempted murders. They got attempted murders, 2. One of my men got attempted murder and got 12 years, came home, did 12 years for a nigga. You telling me a nigga got 5 years for 2 attempted murders, but here's the funny thing. The cops caught you with the gun in your car.
After you shot, unbonged it.
You shot my car up. I'm in my truck. You shot my truck up. They take my joint as evidence. They found bullets. They found the bullets casing and all that shit. So when they pulled you off on a routine stop, regular traffic stop, they pulled you over for your tents. Smell weed. Now they're going to search your car.
Uh-huh.
They search your car, found a gun. They run ballistics. They matched the bullets with the bullet that was in my car. Oh, this is what happened. Okay, so now you got 11 cops, decorated cops, telling you, they're sitting on the stand saying, yeah, we found this in your car. And it matches the bullets, matches the same one that was shot at Mr. Little. So how am I a rat if they got every evidence against you? So when the judge asks Mr. Little, you want to press charges on it? Man, I'm going to live my life.
Yeah.
So now you get 3.5 for the, you get 3.5 for the gun. New York state law, correct?
Mm-hmm.
You're already a felon. The judge said, I'm going to give you an extra 1.5 years just because you're a felon and this, that, whatever you want to give him because that. He gave him. You got 5 years. Why do I need to tell on you? There's no need for me to tell him. If I would have told on you, dog, you think you would get 5 years?
Yes.
Any jail nigga you know could tell you, you don't get no 5 years for no 2 attempted murders.
So you're trying to say that they use that as justification?
It was like, we don't want to pay him, so we're going to say this or say that. Oh, dog, because you messing up our name, D-Block. We jail niggas. No, you're not jail niggas. Which one of your niggas was up north? Nobody.
Hmm.
You did a year in Valhalla or whatever, no Pete, like, you know what I'm saying? It's like a love-hate thing. I respect that they legends in the game.
It's tough for you to do this, basically.
It's tough for me to do this because it's like, but this is real talk. This is real talk as a man because I need to feed my family. And I'm telling niggas, I don't want no money for them albums that I was on. I don't want the money for the Kiss album. I don't want no money for the Styles album. I don't want no money for the Chic album. I wanted my money for that No Security that I signed for.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Fuck all the other joints, the mixtapes, all. I don't care about that. I didn't want, you know what I'm saying? That's love. But as a man, give me my just due off the album that I signed for.
Clarify this for the people.
Yeah.
You never got one motherfucking dollar.
I'm going to say you gave me $2,000, right? Out your pocket. Oh, no, this is for you. But go get you a lawyer for your contract. Huh?
That $2,000 is dead.
$1,500 went to my lawyer. $500 went to my kids for Christmas. That's when they got it. I got it December, like 2 days before Christmas. You gave me $2,000 out your pocket. This is when you got the no security money. I wasn't stupid. I know you got the no security money. You handed me some $2,000. I'm like, yo, no, this is just for your pockets. And I'm like, all right, but yo, go get you a lawyer for the no security joint because nobody ain't going to work in the studio. If nobody signed the contract, nobody ain't going to work in the studio, but just get you a lawyer. I said, all right. So me walking around looking for a lawyer. Dude was like, I usually charge $2,500, but I told him I only got $1,500. He said, I'll do it. You know what I'm saying?
So when you signed, there was no stipulations
when
of money
I signed,
in the contract?
Looch was right there. Looch rolled in the car. It was me, Looch, and Minnie. My man Minnie. Minnie me. We went upstairs, signed right there. Everything, you know, we negotiated for a minute. I got 100% publishing. That's what I think was a lot of, because I got 100% publishing. Not no 360 deal. You know what I'm saying? We worked it out. That I got a good publishing and everything. That's why my joint was so good. Looch used my lawyer for his Def Jam deal.
Okay.
You feel me?
Uh-huh.
So when I signed and got in the car, Looch gave me a dap, gave me a hug. Yo, you official. Let me call P and Kiss. Call P and Kiss. Yo, it's official. Bully signed.
You got the tat somewhere?
Oh, the tat right here. This right here. D-Block. This the same tinsel. The same tinsel they use for, like, this is on P-Arm. This is on Kiss-Arm right here. We got our tattoos the same day.
You and all of them.
Me, except Looch. Looch ain't get the tattoo. Me, P.
He don't got the tattoo?
No. Me, P, and Kiss got it the same day by my man Fat Nasty at the D-Block studio. The same tinsel he used the same joint. Our shit is measured the same way. Ain't no, like, this, that, and third. The same shit. You know what I'm saying? And I feel proud because every tattoo I got on my body means something. So when I put this on my arm and my, you know what I mean, it meant something to me. It meant family. It meant honor. It meant respect. It meant discipline. It meant I'm going to ride with you till the wheels fall off. You know what I'm saying? Just don't you know, don't cross me. When I feel that you crossed me.
You took on a lot of the, in the beef indirectly, because y'all had beef with them Philly niggas too.
Yeah, we had beef with it. I had to take, we had to, whatever what was came
that,
my
what
way.
Was that, what was that Siegel temperature like when Siegel and Kiss was going at it?
It was crazy. Was like, dog, we was on the road and at one show, I think they threw wild water bottles and wild bottles at Kiss and everything, like, you know what I'm saying? And he was like, yo, I don't know, it's going to go down. Like, it's like, all right, we ready. Let's, we, you know what I mean? It is what it is. Be ready for war. Let's go. What we got to do, you know what I'm saying? You know.
What about when, was you there when Kiss performed the Diss Siegel record?
That's what
Philly?
I'm saying, yeah. Oh, Philly, that's when they threw the bottles and all that shit. That,
so
you know what I mean?
Beanie really had Philly at the time.
Yeah. It was coming, yeah.
Y'all didn't know that going in? Like, yo, we wilding right now?
It was like, man, you know, because, you know, they had a couple, we had a couple Buckies from Philly.
Okay.
We knew a couple of dudes from Philly, so it was like, yo, don't worry about it. We got y'all. We're going to hold you down. And you know what I mean? And that's what I thought we was doing. And you know what I mean?
What was that tension like, though? Take me back, because I know when they actually squashed it, they said Kiss showed up with, like, fucking 500 niggas and Siegel had mad niggas.
Yeah, it was that Warriors. It was like a Warriors.
You was there for that?
It was like a Warriors standoff. Yeah. It was like a Warriors standoff. But, you know, everybody went to their little corners, whatever, spoke, and then it
was
that third.
What was that shit about anyway?
This kid was, you know, I think Siegel was, you know, he was around Kiss a lot and he was at his crib or whatever, and somebody's better than somebody else, and next thing you know, you heard a lot of sneak dissing going on.
Okay, okay.
So that's why he was like, you still living in the basement of your mother's house. Like,
that shit was real though?
Yeah.
Damn.
You know what I mean? He knew a lot of shit because he was there.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But you know what I mean? Everybody, they knew each other. Like,
all right, keep it real. Who won that one? Put you on the spot.
I'm not going to lie. I think Kiss should have came back with a better beat. But I'm not going to lie, off his joints, that kid was dumping. I don't know if you ever heard the whole joint. Oh, my God.
Siegel?
Siegel was dumping. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I'll play it to this day, and I'm being real.
When he did the Knock Yourself Out shit,
he killed. Yeah, he killed that. You know what I mean? Yeah. Just came back with the try to, you know.
He came back. You know what he did? He did the, I didn't realize what beat that was. That was OC and Big L.
Yeah.
I was like, nah. He shouldn't have did that.
He should have came off a whole beat, you know, put your hands up.
But then you know they say Siegel cheated, though. Because now they saying that Young Chris and Oskino helped Siegel write that
doesn't,
shit.
Man.
It don't matter.
Doesn't matter. Nobody didn't know that. You know what I'm saying? So at the end of the day, you can't be like, oh, they wrote it. And he's, yo, that's how he cheated. Nah,
I ain't gonna front. I went on record to say this. I thought Siegel took that one. It was close. But it was just, it was the beat.
Yeah.
I had the same gripe. Not that Kiss shit was whack, but it was just that beat. Like, Siegel was he was ready for that shit.
He was ready for war.
So why didn't y'all jump in?
Because they was handling it. They was, you know, they was doing what they was doing.
I know you was ready for Freeway or
something.
Yeah,
we was ready, but it was just like, you know, they got it. We got it. I got it. Don't worry about it.
Yeah.
So it was like, you know, all right.
Because Styles had threw his little.
Yeah, he threw his little joints in there. Yeah. But then, you know, they could come back with something else. Like when they was on High 97, you know, you heard when they was coming back at niggas on High 97.
Rockefeller was strong at that time.
You know
man.
What I'm saying? Yeah. But they was eating.
Yeah.
That's what I'm talking. That's the whole purpose about this joint. They was eating.
Yeah.
That's why I said at the end of the day, I salute Cam to this day, because you know what? Name somebody out of Purple City. Name somebody out of Skull Gang. Name somebody out of Purple Haze. Most niggas can't.
But they touch paper.
You might name one nigga. You might be like, all right, J.R. Ryder. I think, what's the name came out of Skull? Jewels. You can't name nobody else, really. You name Duke the God. After that, who else you can name?
Yeah.
You be like, oh, I think Hell Rail. I think they still touch paper. Doesn't matter whatever Cam said, my niggas going to eat. Regardless.
Even somebody like Jim Jones,
if
who wasn't a rapper.
Build, exactly. If I got to build up a joint and go into a label and say, yo, I got 16 dudes, whatever. Da, 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 da. He got a project. Give me some bread. Let's eat.
How many of y'all was it at D-Block?
Whew, like almost what me, SI, Bucky, Don D, Strauss, T, TY, Large, AP, Chatty Yachty, SI. There's a whole bunch of us.
Where is everybody now?
That's what I want to know. And this is another thing, why we're doing this joint. Like, everybody always talk about, like, I just seen an interview, you know, they were sitting there talking about the new dudes. Oh, we got Snipe, we got Nino Man, we got Chris Rivers, we got this, that. What happened to Bucky? Bucky got life in jail.
Wow.
You know what I'm saying? Bucky telling you, dog, I need to get up out of Philly because this person, I'm beefing with him, he's beefing at me, he coming at me. Give me like 10 stacks so I can move my family, or help me get up out my out move my family out here so we don't have to beef no more. You know what I'm saying? Because it's real. And it was real in Philly.
Still it was real.
I remember jumping out with Bucky, dropping him off. He's like, yo, let's go to the club. I literally locked the door. As soon as I locked the door, two dudes end up right there, killed. I said, oh, nah, I'm out.
Yeah.
It was real. It was real in Philly. I don't know, like, they had National Guards out there. It wasn't police. It was National Guards out there. When they were talking about Northwest Philly and South Philly, they was going war. Real war. So, you know what I'm saying?
So Bucky got life?
Yeah, he telling you, dog, I don't want to catch a body. I don't want to catch nothing. Like, help me out. Didn't help him out. Bucky used to be Bucky used to sleep in my daughter's bed. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Come to my house, man. Yeah, I don't want to get in no hotel. No, come, nobody ain't looking. Come to my house, man. I know you locked in the studio, but you know I know you don't want to be in the studio all day. Like, you know what I'm saying, sleeping on the air, on the couch or whatever. Let's go to my house. You know what I mean? You can sleep in my daughter's bed. My daughter going to sleep with her brother. Like, take the bed. You know what I mean? We're going to eat. That's my brother. You know what I mean? Straws, Team Allis, my dudes.
Where's all of them at?
Straws, I think they starting to do another Allis joint.
No, I'm just saying, are they still D-Block?
No, nobody's D-Block. No, like I said, me and Hood is the only official D-Block joint. Like,
shout out to Large Amount, man. I fucked with Large, man. Yeah. Large was dope as a motherfucker.
We got Large, we had AP. And you know what's so funny? I brought them dudes in.
Mm.
So it was like, you know, yo, who else we can get, Bully? Or who else you thought was nice? And Yonkers or whatever. Like, when the team was getting created. I'm like, Large is nice. AP's nice. You know what I mean? This person. And then, you know, Luch had found SI. You know what I mean? And it's like, everybody's gone. It's like, for Luch, it's funny. And Luch do not want to have a conversation with me. I've been telling them, yo, we got to have a conversation. And it's never a conversation. It's like, you know, he never sits around long enough to have friends. He wants yes men. I'm not a yes man. You know what I'm saying? You never, you know, you don't sit around enough to have friends. It's like he's around him for a year, then he gone. Then you'd be like, damn, what happened to what's his name? Oh, no, yeah. Something happened, or we ain't cool no more. And it's like, yo, how? When you get a friend, you get a friend. You know what I'm saying? You know, my man Minnie, this is another thing. Like, my man Minnie, one night, you know, he's to drive Luch home and all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So when he came back, it's 4 or 5 in the morning. He crashed. He damn near died. Got in a car accident. Got rods in his neck and everything. You know what I'm saying? You did not help that man out. You didn't. You came to the hospital seeing him. You ain't get that man a car. That he totaled his car. He damn near died. You ain't give him his $2,500, get a little car, some shit, or this, that. Shit that you think real niggas supposed to be doing for love. Like, yo, you know, if it wasn't for me, this nigga almost lost his life. He damn near lost his life, lost his car. And you ain't give a nigga nothing.
So, individually, I fuck with Kiss. I fuck with Sheik, Styles I. And individually, they just always seem like good dudes when you around them on a one-on-one. Do you feel like they played you off each other? Like, oh, go talk to Styles.
Oh, no, they'll ping-pong you quick. Oh, spin you around like a tornado. Yo, you got a problem? Yo, go holler at Luch. Yo, Luch, no, yo. That was P, what's your name? That's why, like, when I used to come to niggas and I'd be like, yo, what's up? Can I get something? Yo, go holler at what you call it. Yo, Bully, you really wasn't, you was hanging with Luch more. I said, listen, I wasn't smoking like your niggas. Your niggas are smoking like a chimney. And I couldn't breathe half of the time. So I was with Luch because he drunk. He was drinking. I started off with SP. Okay. SP brought me and Bucky in. You know what I'm saying? Then I end up just, you know, just being around Looch because he drank. And that's what I was drinking. We was drinking Kvass, and that's what we was doing. Like, you know what I mean? So I was hanging out with him. But if I signed to y'all, I'm signed to y'all. So I should be able to be hanging with P at a show, Kiss at a show, and Looch. But I really was hanging with P and then Looch. I really wasn't hanging with Kiss, like, because he had, you know, he had his own little crew or whatever. And, you know, it just, like, it's just funny. Like,
so right now, you haven't had a conversation with any of them in how long?
P was probably a month ago.
What was that dialogue about?
That was about me and Snape had got into it in Vegas.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Because he put out, you know what I mean, him and this kid Moxberg, whatever, you know what I mean? They was throwing shots at me or whatever on the gram and all that. And I told him, dog, all right, you going to come for me, I'm coming for your head. Like, I say your name. So, I, you know, I put out a little mixtape or whatever. Matter of fact, it's still out. Lame's mixtape. You go get that on my NRG. Real okay. _ bully bitch too. You know what I mean? Fire. The mixtape is fire, and they didn't like what I was killing them. So when he see me in Vegas, he like, y'all heard your little mixtape. And I'm like, all right, whatever, so what, whatever. I say, yo, listen, I'll take you, and I'll take Moxberg, and I'll battle y'all both on Smack. Call Smack up, and I'll battle both of y'all for 10, 20 stacks, whatever y'all want to do, because you're not nicer than me. You're not
this,
better
this
than
me. This is Snipe you had the conversation with.
Yeah. We in the room. And the nigga try, you know, he playing his dog. I fuck you up. You know I fuck you up. I fuck all your niggas up. Your niggas is not built like that. Stop talking about you. You went to jail. Tell niggas why you went to jail. Nigga went to jail. He robbed the nigga Jeffrey.
Who?
The giraffe.
Whoa. You talking about who right now?
Snipe.
Snipe went to jail for robbing Jeffrey the giraffe. You talking about Toys R Us?
Yeah.
How the fuck you robbed the Toys R Us giraffe?
Like, he was stealing, you know, stuff in Toys R Us. Like, you working in Toys R Us and you stealing boxes and you was working there and you stole shit. So that's since you a chill nigga, stop acting like you really went up there for that. Yo, I was selling this and I got knocked up. No, nigga, you robbed Jeffrey the giraffe. Be honest. Listen, I can only give you me. This is real talk.
Question: why the fuck did you go on Judge Judy?
I'm glad you said that. I'm glad
because you know, because you know that's coming.
I knew that was coming. Yeah. But I'm glad you said that. Okay, That same situation, that shooting shit.
Okay,
this is the dude who went on. I got a paper sent in the mail for Judge Judy. I said, what the fuck is this? Nigga, to my, I'm discriminating him. This, that, and the third. Talking the same dude who shot at me afterward. You know what I'm saying? This is the same dude that shot at me and told my I snitched. He got mad because when he went on Judge Judy, I blew his shit, told him everybody he's a sex offender, and I don't want him around my kids.
That's I remember that.
He touched little boys. I got two
touched
twins. Touched
little boys,
not girls. Got caught with the boy, was dressed like a girl and all that joint. You know what I'm saying? That's why his shit was blown. So when, you know, people watching it, they like looking at the nigga, he like, yeah, I got bullied on Judge Judy. They turn around and say, dog, you a sex offender?
Yeah, it don't matter.
So now homie
ready to
got
get at you.
Monster, so now he wanna get at me with that's how that whole shooting shit started from there. You know what I'm saying? But look, got the joint, brought it to the studio. See, yo, these niggas trying to send me to Judge Judy. And it's saying you gotta go to Judge Judy because somebody's saying, you know what I mean? Small claims, it's not small claims court, is well, is, but it's
dangerous. Like probate court or some shit,
yeah,
like that,
so
right?
I'm like, are you serious? I gotta go to this joint? Looch laughing, Looch like, yo, wear a D Block shirt on there. Go up there with a D Block. I'm saying I'm going up there with no damn D Block shirt. He like, nah, go up there with a D Block shirt. P like, nah, don't fucking go up no damn Judge Judy, man. Don't listen to this nigga, Looch, yo, that me being a dumbass nigga, go up there anyway. Yeah. But I was subpoenaed to go there and whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
And they, you know, they paid me anyway. They paid me for the trip. Went out to Hollywood.
Paid you more than the locks, fun. Right?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Paid me more than them.
Damn.
Paid me more than them. Flew me up and all that.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Limo and all that.
Yeah, had to eat somehow, right?
But you know what's so funny? When I laughed at it, because, you know, everybody don't know that Judge Judy shit is so fake.
Scripted, yeah.
She get paid. What, 22 million to make you look bad?
She
get paid 22 million to look bad. So when she was up there, they edited all the shit that I was dissing her at. Because she's sitting here like, So why don't you get off the road and take care of the kids? I said, hold on. First of all, you talking about me. I'm in the industry. You might well tell Diddy. You might well tell fucking the Wu-Tang. All these niggas that's in the industry, get off and take care of their kids if this is the way they pay their bills. So what the fuck are you talking about? They're like, you can't say that. I'm like, you brought me up here. I may say what the fuck I want to say.
Yeah.
So they edited a lot of that shit and then try to make it look, you know, if you look, sometimes my faces was changing and they was like, you be like, why the fuck do you look like he's flipping? Yeah, they was doing all that shit.
Yeah, because I was like, yo, they had Bully looking crazy on that motherfucker.
It did, but you know what I mean? Like I said, they edit what they want to edit.
Yeah, they
want to keep. They're going to make it look like she's torturing you because she get paid.
She's brutal.
$22 million.
So right now, 2017, mm-hmm. You said you saw Styles a month ago?
Yeah, like a month ago. I was driving by, I seen him at the studio, and I'm telling your dog, with your boys and them, like I said, here's the funny thing. This is what I'm talking about when niggas is humble with you, right? It was that was when they did the Bad Boy tour.
Okay.
And we was in Vegas. You know what I'm saying? We was out in Vegas.
So you still was with them?
No, I wasn't with them, but they was doing the show that night. But remember, you know, I'm cool with Kim and I'm
okay,
cool
yeah,
with,
yeah,
you know what I mean?
Yeah,
D-Rock and team, all that.
Yeah.
Now, I could have went on the show. Look, I could have went there with D-Rock and no problems. But instead, one of my man Biz was like, you know, come with us. Like, we gonna go with, you know, I'll come there, say what up to niggas, and you know what I mean, be on my merry way though, you know. And that's when they had Snipe in it, and it turned into that whole shit. But when we in there arguing, Snipe goes like, Why you getting at me? Why you ain't getting that Looch in them? Like, you know, them the ones you should be getting at. I'm looking at him and saying, like, yo, dog, don't you sound stupid? Because ain't you out here because of Looch in them? These the same niggas. I said, this is what I'm talking about. Y'all niggas is a bunch of yes men, but when the pressure's on y'all, y'all fucking sit here and say, oh, why you ain't getting at them? They the one who did you like that. They the one who was dissing you all. They was the... Now you turn into a bitch in front of niggas. Now you being a bitch. I call it a scrimmage bitch. You know what I'm saying? How you dissing niggas that you with? That's what I'm saying. You could be somewhere else and niggas put pressure on niggas and they be like, oh, I don't got no problem with y'all. Like if it was back in the Philly days, or you know what I mean, that beef they had, mm-hmm. and they ran up on Snipe and one of these niggas, they able to be like, oh, why you getting at me? That's them niggas. I don't fuck with them niggas like that. I just rap here. Fucking, you sound like a bitch, my nigga. Like, come on, my nigga.
So you never argue with Kiss or Styles or
No, me and Pete argue with it because, you know, it been it was a time that, you know, I had niggas like I was with Slim Duncan, like, you know,
okay,
what I mean? a lot of niggas didn't know. I had me and Slim Duncan was cool from day one from back then, and one of my mans was you know, working with him. Mm-hmm. He used to bring him to the studio, and that's when Waka Flocka was just popping. So my man was like, "Yo, I'm telling you, I'm working with Waka. I got Slim Duncan. Yo, screw these niggas, man. Come fuck with us down here, Bully." Me being, nah, nigga, my niggas is my nigga. These is who I signed to, and that's who I'm sticking with. You know what I'm saying? Much success to you and your mans and them, right? Turn around now. I guess they didn't, Waka Flocka and them don't fuck with the kid no more. So now all of a sudden, I see him back in Yonkers, and I see him with P. So I look, I'm like, hold on. You with P now? And I'm like, hold on. P, this is the same nigga that just was sitting here in the studio talking about fuck y'all niggas, and I need to be hanging with y'all. Now you working with him? I said, yo, dog, I don't live on my hands and knees. You's a bitch-ass nigga. See, niggas don't like sometimes when you mm-hmm. correct niggas. So when P was like, what you mean, Bully? I said, yo, I don't live on my hands and knees. That nigga was just dissing you. Now he's over here sucking you off. Some nigga like, yo, my nigga, don't be saying that. Da-da-da-da-da. And, you know, we got into it. And, you know, it wasn't too much of a shit. You know, P picked up a bottle like, yo, I'll crack you in your fucking head. And I'm
he's
like,
gonna crown you with a bottle?
I said, you crack me in my fucking head, it's gonna be on. I'm gonna fuck you right up. So, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, that was just us. Like, you know, other niggas would not, they yes, I never could be a yes man. You know what I mean? That's the whole purpose. I was never a yes man. You know, it been time, they had beef with niggas in the hood wearing fuck the lock shirts and all that shit. I go chasing these niggas down, and me and my man's Menace, and we go chase these niggas down, and beat the shit out the nigga, whatever, knock the nigga out, put P on the phone, say you sorry to P. Yo, P, I'm sorry, da, da, da. Yo, Bully, knock the nigga out. Boom, knocking the nigga out. So now when I got in beef with the nigga from the Judge Judy, the same nigga from the Judge Judy was the nigga who shot at me, because the niggas heard, they, you know, they told him, like, yo, if you come in that bully, dog, you better come in that bully correct.
Yeah.
So I guess he was always strapped or whatever, and you know what I mean? I'm in my truck. I'm going to the parking lot, chilling. My man, KB, driving. You know what I mean? We all got a friend that, you know what I'm saying, as being, you know, we street dudes, but we also got some friends that just regular 9 to 5 dudes. You know what I mean? That keep us balanced. You can't have street niggas around you all day. You gotta have
you're gonna go to jail.
Some kind of nigga that have some sense.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? So my man, me and KB, you know, he driving my truck. Next thing you know, all I heard was, there you go. Pow, 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 pow. I mean, oh shit, my shit getting lit up. I thought my man got hit in the head because my truck is rolling.
Mm-hmm.
Now I see homie coming around, getting ready to bust at me. Me, I jumped out. I had to, you know, me being a street nigga, I didn't have no hammer, but I got a front.
Yeah.
Just to make him turn back around. So I'm like, yo, what the fuck? He ran back around. Now he's busting. Now my man got up. My car's rolling. He's like, come on. Jumped in the car. Got to the crib. Checking myself. I'm like,
because sometimes you be hit. You don't even know.
So I'm at my mom's house. My mom like, who was that just shooting? Like, a nigga just shot at me. Mom, you know, took my shirt off. She checking me. She's like, oh my God. I'm like, yo, okay, fuck that. Go get the strap. I'm like, fuck that. We're going to go. You know,
dude did his time already, right?
Hmm?
Dude did his time already?
No. This is the whole, that's why I say it's like, you gotta be winded.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? The Judge Judy started it. Homie Ben was trying to get at me on some, I got 5,000, you know, because he was messing with my baby moms.
Okay.
That's my baby moms was on Judge Judy.
Mm-hmm.
So he was already like, yo, I got 5,000, I fuck bully up. And I said, yo, y'all letting this nigga walk around telling everybody he never comes to my hood because I'm right here.
Yeah.
You never come around, but you telling every niggas around town, I'm a fuck bully up. I got 5,000. She bullied up. Mind you, I just went out and fucked niggas up for even saying, having shirts saying fuck D-Block.
Yeah.
So if you sitting right with this nigga having a conversation, he telling you, I got 5,000 in my pocket to fuck your man bully up, and I'm with you, you supposed to fuck him up, tell me later, yo, I knocked that nigga out. Oh.
And took 5, that 5 bands. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But we talking about being real once again.
So homie, you know, never went to jail?
Homie went to jail for five years.
Okay.
You know, the two attempted murders, but you didn't get attempted murders. You supposed to got more time. If I told him, you dog, you know what I mean, you would have got two attempted murders. All you got is a gun charge. That's what I'm saying. At the end of the day, and I'm telling these niggas, when they try to bring it up or mention it, if that was so real or if it was true, why you ain't have Bully a lawyer? He's your artist. You was right there. You told my girl, because I was meeting with y'all in the parking lot.
Y'all really did used to hang in the parking lot.
We still do.
Oh, right. Yo.
Lot boys.
I remember coming up there and I'm like, so these niggas really hang in this empty ass parking lot?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Still
getting
to this day.
Bent, everything.
Police don't mess with us. Nothing.
Yeah, right. That's actual fact.
So niggas, you know, like, it happened right there by the gas station. Like, so all you had to do was, like, yo, I heard gunshots. You come over and see what happened. Oh, it's bullying the car. Yo, don't worry about it. We got his bail money. We got this, that, and third. No, you didn't. Was no bail money. Was no lawyer. Was no nothing. Bully got out because they found the story wasn't right. They like, yo, it doesn't add up that he just jumped out of the car shooting at you. All right, so how he shot at you? Oh, he had a chrome gun. What hand he had it? He had it in his left hand. So he had an automatic? Yeah, he emptied the whole clip. Okay. We didn't find no shells. Not one shell casing. So you say Mr. Little picked up every shell casing and why he let
the
whole
clip. So he blamed you for shooting at him?
Shooting at me. Yeah, shooting at him. That's what he's trying to tell. Yo, the nigga bully ratted on me. Yo, I got some paperwork saying. First of all, you went to a grand jury. You didn't even go to trial. Only time you get paperwork if you go to trial. You go to grand jury, you do not get paperwork. True or not?
Hey, man.
If you a jail nigga, you know.
Yeah.
You don't get no grand jury statements. You're never going to get grand jury statement unless you go to trial. So stop it. You know what I'm saying? But it still didn't even matter if you did get grand jury statement. You won't see bullies saying, yo, this nigga did it, or he did this and he did that. No. You got 11 cops saying, yeah, we found this gun. Yeah, we matched the bullet. You get the guy who did the ballistic test and saying, well, when we searched, look, this is how I got out my situation without telling. because I got my information from a cop. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? He was cool. He's cool. You know what I mean? You know how you get like some of your friends that becomes, you know, cops.
Yeah,
you can always ask him, yo, how to get out this situation? And he like, yo, niggas ain't had no lawyer for you? Nah. You telling me niggas ain't had no lawyers? Nah, man. And I don't, you know what I mean? I'm not here to tell on a nigga or this, that, and the third. You know what I'm saying? He said, this is how you get out of it. He said, they're going to look at you funny because they know you got it from somebody who knows law. He said, you tell them, what evidence do you got against Donnell Little? Which is meaning myself. What evidence do the state got against Bully since you're saying I'm the one shooting? So now they got to bring up the evidence they got on you. So on that date, Mr. Little, the state got against you of saying that you were shooting a gun. Okay, so what was the result of me shooting a gun? You had negative gunpowder on you. Mm. So do that mean I was shooting a gun? That means you wasn't shooting a gun. I said, how long did it for y'all to catch me? We caught you in 5 minutes. I said, okay. So how long do the gun residue stay on you? Your gun residue stay on you for like 72 hours. Where would it be at? It would be on your clothes and your hands and your face. And how would I find out if I had gun residue? Well, we take a GRS test. It's like a black light and a test for your hands and swab. We swab your hands and your face and this, that, and the third to get all these evidence. Okay, so what was the evidence on that? It was 9.9, you didn't have a gun. 9.9 that you didn't shot a gun. So at no point did I use a gun. No. Okay. So what was the other thing against me? Yeah. Well, Mr. Rogers said, because his name was Mr. John Lonnie Rogers. Mr. Rogers said you had a gun in your right hand. I'm left-handed. Mm. So now I have to show the grand jury. I have to show them what hand I write with. So I showed them. I said, this is my right hand. This is my left hand. They're like, yeah, you left-handed. They was like, did you find any shell casings? They're like, nope, we didn't find no shell casings. So you're saying Mr. Little emptied an automatic handgun and not one case was found. So he basically had pinpoint every shot that he shot and picked it up. Mm-hmm. They're like, come on, man. Now, they brought up his joint. They said, okay, Mr. Rogers, you a felon. They said, matter of fact, Mr. Rogers, you was here on the stand before telling on another guy who shot you before. Which is my man that got 12 years for attempted murder.
Wow.
You see that? You see the irony and the comma of that?
Wow.
He got 12 years because he said, because you said he shot you. Right? But right. I supposedly said you shot at me and you only got 5 years, but you got caught with a hammer. I say, yo, my nigga. And then at the same time, what I'm saying to Kiss Styles and Looch, If y'all wanted to see if a nigga rat, you had every opportunity to call. I told you when I'm going to court. Yeah, I'm going to court this day. Ain't none of y'all get up out your bed and like, yo, I'm going to court with you. Ain't none of them like, yo, my lawyer is your lawyer.
Mm-hmm.
Where is that? Where is that as being your artist?
So 2017. What do you feel like you still need to have a conversation?
I need to have a conversation.
Is it some lawsuit shit?
It was a lawsuit I was putting in, but the lawyer was like, yo, they're not giving up the split sheet. The split sheet is to tell how much you deserve to get and where's your royalties and everything at. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Niggas wasn't giving that up because once again, like I said, I had 100% publishing. So niggas didn't want to give that up. And I was on 7 songs. Mm. But I'm telling them, dog, when Koch gave you that money, which is E1, when they gave you that money, they thought they was getting the Lox deal. But instead, you gave them us with y'all. So they like, fuck it. We getting y'all plus some new niggas. All right, fuck it. Take that money. Do what you do. Niggas went out and bought Porsche. Niggas went out and bought Rangers. Niggas went out and bought, you know, all type of shit. So if I'm the only member that, you know, signed to y'all, wouldn't you say, like, the SIs, the Buckies, the All This, the Don D, the Laws, the APs, the Snipes, if they didn't sign to you, and I'm the only one.
Get that nigga Toyota Corolla or some shit, right?
Make this nigga, you know what, I'm gonna blow a nigga shit. Y'all didn't want to sign? Here you go, Bully. Now you see Bully with this money to sign a third. Oh, now you want to sign. Nah, niggas was running off trying to do this, trying to do that. Niggas was showing disloyalty already because you had, you know, Snipe down here trying to get a Def Jam deal. You had another nigga saying, I don't want to sign to you. I just want you to be my manager. I had another nigga saying, nah, I ain't doing that signing that paper. So if you have all these niggas saying, no, I'm being, I love my niggas. I'm a real nigga. I'm a loyal nigga. I'm going to sign, but I'm going to make sure my deal's right. So when I made sure my deal's right, it was real enough for me. That's why I signed. I'm thinking like, all right, niggas going to show me some bread. Going to give me some bread. It's official. It's love. Nothing. So at the end of the day, I lost out on shit. So then now I'm getting blackballed. Now I'm getting blackballed because niggas, bully rat. And I'm telling them, how? Let's have this conversation. None of y'all still don't want to have this conversation because I could sit here and tell y'all, where did I rat at? Oh, your man rat it. My man is a 9-to-5 nigga. My man is a civilian, just as well as your people's is a civilian. When a nigga, my man put on a, he punch in and out every day. He works at an AIDS clinic. Mm. He do data entry. My man, nigga since we was little, grew up with. He's not, he knows the shit I do. He know I'm a street nigga, but he's not that. I know I go with him. I go with him to clubs. That's when I was going to clubs with him, chicks and all that shit. He's one of those niggas. He look like Cam. Mm. That's the funny thing. My man KB look like Cam. So, you know, we going out. We partying. So he's not a street nigga. So you can't get mad. And at the end of the day, my man saved me because when they had him on the stand, they said, Mr. Anderson, did Mr. Little, who was with you in the car, did he have a gun? No, he didn't have a gun. So he's a rat because he told the judge that I didn't have a gun? Is he a rat because he said he wasn't shooting, he was shooting. He shot at us. Is he a rat? What you consider a rat? Here's the plot thickens right here. Now we're going to see some shit. My man Menace is locked up. Right now, right? Mm-hmm. Right now, because a nigga ratted on him. Mm-hmm. Now, this is what you call a rat. Mind you, P had a video shoot. Two other niggas, it was P, my man Menace, and two other niggas. Hard Nose, Black Song. Right? My man, you know, Menace, street nigga. He always had, you know, P had to do a video shoot in the Bronx or Harlem, whatever. So, you know, you're gonna keep a little shooter with you, whatever. You know what I mean? Nigga, you know, he showed the burner to the other two niggas and P. Right? They in the Jeep. They driving the Yonkers. They get stopped. Police stop them. Tell them to get out the car. They searched P and them. Didn't find nothing. Went back on the phone to the back of the car. Talked to whoever he talked to. Come back and told my man, yo, take off your left foot. Your left boot. Found a fucking deuce in his foot and in his boot. Mm. Did that mean somebody ratted on him?
Mm-hmm.
And it only mean if it's four niggas only knew. It's we four niggas only knew that this nigga right here had a burner in his boot. Until to this day, y'all hang with this nigga, bring these niggas to the shows, hang around these niggas, but I'm a rat. These niggas not?
Crazy.
So when my man come home, it's going to be a lot of ass whooping and furniture moving. So I ain't worried about that. You know what I'm saying?
Because you don't really get, you know, they don't have to tell you who told on you right there because nobody has to take the stand. It was found on your person. So, you seen Kiss in a while?
I seen him in a club here, there, whatever. It's just what up. What up? That's it.
You see Sheik?
I ain't seen Sheik in years. Nigga, listen, this D-Block Studios right here, parking lot right here. You can walk from the D-Block Studio to the parking lot. Niggas is right here all day. Can walk, literally walk, and don't do that.
So they don't hang in the parking lot no more?
Nope. You might see P, once in the blue, maybe once a month, two, but that's it.
But you still in the parking lot?
I'm always in the parking lot.
Okay.
Lot boys. Ain't no D-Block boys, none of that. It's Lot boys. You know what I'm saying?
So after they see this and hear this, what you think their sentiment and response is going to be?
Don't care, really. I just, you know, Luce, you owe me a conversation. Matter of fact, y'all owe me a conversation. You owe me some bread. Pay your fare.
How much you think they owe you?
Humshit Publishing. You owe me some bread. Seven songs. You owe me some bread. My thing is, why not pay it? Why not? Because y'all got Puffy yourself. If y'all got Diddy yourself and y'all up here throwing shit at Diddy and ranting and raging, let the locks go, doing all this campaigning, why would you let the next artist or your artist go through what you went through? Why would you do him like somebody did you? Puffy kept our money, so I'm gonna keep this nigga money. We signed to these niggas. You're still, Puffy still gave you some money though.
See,
you signed somebody, still get your money. When I got $0.
See, what Bully did, he made me look crazy. Everybody know I went on my YouTube and said Rox is the greatest group of all time. They never argued over money and all that shit. Bully just fucked my whole video up now. I got to take my video down.
You still got to give them they credit. Your legends in the game.
Facts.
I respect that. Your
incredible MCs,
But as far as you didn't pave a way for new artists. Don't sit there and talk about artists and y'all sit there, we got artists and we got this one coming. You didn't even do nothing with the first one. Where S.I. at? S.I. was singing, get this paper, riding in my drop top. Did he get paid? No. Did he get any kind of joint? Oh, he got Shine in the video. You wouldn't know who S.I. is to this day.
Because I don't know who the fuck exactly. You talking about.
Nigga could sing. He sound like Michael Jackson. Got a voice. Nice.
I have no idea who
Bucky,
you're talking about.
Nice.
Bucky's fucking
Straws,
incredible.
Nice. Don D. T.Y. Nice. Large. Nice. AP, nice. Like, AP is like a CEO now. You know what I mean? He's a CEO. And he do this... Wish You Was Dead joint, like one of them Ventures joint. He's big in the game with that. He got some bread. Large. Last time I seen Large before, I know he was working at Toys R Us. This is what I'm saying.
Whoa. What the fuck is up with y'all and Yonkers and Toys R Us, man?
Nah, I'm just saying, it's just something to get by. Like certain dudes.
Should
be like.
All due respect, I'm not knocking nobody who have any type of job. I'm just saying, you said.
No, yeah, but it's just
tonight,
it's messed
up. Toys R Us.
Yeah. Fuck him. You know what I'm saying? I don't care, nigga. We could do whatever. Like, whatever niggas want to do, we could do. I'm real like that.
So give everybody your social network, how they can stay in contact with you.
Yeah, RealBully_bitch2 on Instagram. Down that little Facebook. You follow me, I follow you back. Twitter, TheReal_bully. You know what I'm saying? On Twitter. Real shit. You follow me, I follow you right back. No problem. You know what I'm saying? If that's about it. Like, you'll see my Instagram. Everything evens out.
And the projects is where right now? You said you got something, a mixtape.
Oh, yeah. I got the, it's out.
Yeah, so where is it
at? Oh, it's on Lames. It's on thatpiff.com. Lames. Okay. All my joints is on thatpiff.com, the mixtape.com, mixtapebully.com. Just SoundCloud. All kind of joint. Just once you type my joint in, and I'm everywhere with it.
Everybody gonna remember who the fuck you are, though.
Yeah,
it's like, oh, that's Bully from.
Yeah, come on, man. I'm Bully, bitch. That's what they love. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? That's what I'm talking about. Like that. I respect it when I'm on stage and I was doing all this shit to get blackballed. That I can't get no money. You know? Oh no, don't book Bully. Oh no, don't. Yo, I want to sign Bully. Nah. The nigga like nah.
So you trying to say they made calls for niggas not to sign you?
It was that. No, it was that they didn't have to make a call because a call come to them.
Oh, they put the temperature.
So if a nigga hollering at a nigga and like, yo, what's up with the nigga Bully? Like, I know he don't mess with y'all, but like, what's his MO or whatever? Nah, a nigga rat or the nigga this, that, dirt. Why you throwing dirt on a nigga name? If you don't even know the facts yourself, you can't throw dirt on somebody's name if you don't even know the facts. Just say like I was saying before. And it's funny because now it's 2017. I've been on D Block for like seven years.
Mm-hmm.
I held my joint. I held my joint and been blackballed ever since from the day y'all didn't even give a nigga walking papers. Y'all just tell a nigga, don't come to the studio. Don't come to the studio no more. This, that, and the third.
Oh, they told you don't come to the studio?
Like, don't come to the studio. You fucking up our name and this, that, and the third. You got to understand we got a reputation. Okay, you got a reputation, but if you saying a nigga's your nigga and the nigga went out fucking going hard for you, why you do what you do?
So it was a conversation. Don't come to the studio no more. Or they sent the kite. Or they told you directly.
It was. I'm talking to P. Kiss is like, Kiss wasn't there. Luch went in hiding. Luch went in hiding. It's only me and P. P's like, and then I get, this is what I always get. It ain't me, it's P. Or it ain't me, it's Kiss. Yo, it ain't me, it's Sheik. Sheik, you supposed to have, everybody know I was always with Sheik a lot. Sheik supposed to have spoke up. I know you don't supposed to go against your brothers, whatever, but, pardon me, but if you feel in your heart and you know for a fact that, yo, dog, I hear what you're saying, P, I hear what you're saying, Kiss, but the nigga bully stuck thick and thin. One, we didn't go get him a lawyer. That's one. We didn't go to the court to see what happened. Y'all niggas going off a word of another nigga. Mind you, this is the same nigga that was Judge Judy with Bully. Now he shot at Bully. Now he running around with fake paperwork. Because the paperwork, I'm reading the paperwork, you know, your eyes say one thing. So when I'm reading it, and it said, you know, as supposedly I said, Mr. Little, so who are you signed to? I said I was signed to a major league label. I had to tell niggas, did you read that? Niggas
major like, league?
They like, what? I said, did you read the part that said I was signed to a major league label? They was like, yeah. I said, Major League is baseball. You dumb fuck. If you was smart, your eyes telling you one thing and you reading, but you're not reading. You just read what you want to read. You're not looking at these niggas got my name wrong. They got this spelled wrong. I said, so you telling me, what is it called? A stenographer or whatever?
Stenographer,
that,
yeah.
Yeah. She does this. My man told Luch, my girl works as a stenographer. She don't type shit. It's coded.
Yeah.
They rip it off and then they put it in the computer and it decodes what you said. Then he's like, I asked my girl myself, do you get grand jury statements? She told me, you don't get no grand jury statements unless you go to trial. Homie didn't go to trial. Homie had all this evidence against him. This is what I'm trying to tell you. Homie had the 11 cops. They had the gun. They had the ballistic. And they had, what else? They had something else. They had KB word of saying I ain't have a gun. We're going to give you 5 years. Take it or leave it. I'm taking that. Because you know nobody ain't telling you, dog. When the judge say, yo, do you want to press, like, do you want to send this? Your Honor, I just want to live my life. I ain't worried about him.
So for the fans who's looking at this and they always wonder what happened to you.
Yeah.
That's why you haven't been around.
This is why I ain't been around. I can't be around a bunch of yes men. I can't be a yes man. I can't be around fake shit. And I also can't be around hanging around niggas while they eat and feed their kids. And their kids is opening Christmas gifts and they living good and they right. And I can't live right because I'm a man. You know what I'm saying? I can't get right and I can't be around that. I can't be around niggas saying we don't fuck with rats. When you know this nigga right here just ratted on my man Menace. You know for a fact. The cop came back and said, yo, take off your left boot. And only four P, you was in that group. Four niggas. SP, Menace, and Black Song and Hard Nose. Four niggas. Knew this nigga had a burner. Knew Menace had a burner. P, you watched police come to your car. Watched y'all two. Y'all two of y'all pat you down, couldn't find nothing. But then you seen him come back and tell a nigga take off his boot. You ain't pressed these other two niggas. And y'all got them niggas around you at shows. Y'all got these niggas holding cameras for you. One nigga, yo, that shit is crazy.
So you saying the locks got rats in their circle right now?
Do rat like cheese? Do bear shit in the woods? Hell fucking yeah.
On that note.
Come on, man.
Go ahead.
Don't sit there and say you from Yonkers and you support Yonkers. You don't support Yonkers music. You don't support Yonkers rappers. You don't support Yonkers. Yeah, you do your little your charity thing that you're doing now, whatever. You in Penn Station handing out clothes into this. You pack up bags and drive past the shelter that's in Yonkers, that you see bum motherfuckers out here, and you're not giving nothing. You know what I'm saying? If I knew a nigga who wears, I wear size 15. If I knew a nigga who wears size 15, the nigga could have all my sneakers. You know, I got a nephew. He done big. I give him all my shit.
Mm-hmm.
I give to people that, you know, I give to who I got to give. But if I'm from Yonkers, I'm doing Yonkers shit. I'm not doing other shit for publicity. I'm not walking around with a crew, showing me down, handing out clothes in Penn Station and doing all this shit in the city. Why I'm doing shit in the city and my own city is fucked up? Why I'm not hearing that I'm doing toy drives in other cities and other states, but I'm not doing a toy drive in my own hood? I'm doing Thanksgiving over here in Rockefeller or Rock Nation shit, but I'm not even doing Thanksgiving in my own hood. And you run that Neppenham Community Center. You have pulled to run that Neppenham Community Center, do this and do that. Come on, man, nigga, like, stop. Do shit for your hood first, man.
And you still in Yonkers, right?
Still in Yonkers. Still in Yonkers. Still do. You know what? Another thing, niggas thought I was gonna be like hood. You know, it's no disrespect to hood or nothing, but you know, after D Block, hood was kind of fucked up. Hood was looking fucked up. And I know a lot of niggas was like, yo, I ain't afraid. I seen hood the other day. Nigga was looking crazy. That's what you thought Bully was gonna be. But Bully been a hustler from day one. So a hustler always gonna remain a hustler. So he always gonna know how to feed his family regardless. Even though you ain't put no money in his nigga pocket, he's still gonna fucking know how to make some shit from dirt. You know what I'm saying? So that's how I stayed alive, doing what I do, like, you know what I'm saying? Always try to make a dollar doing something. You stop this money, I'm gonna go over this way and try to get some money. Even though I know all this money is over here is mine, and I deserve that money, especially if a nigga telling you, dog, at the end of the day, like, dog, you getting paid $50,000, right? And your two mans, and they with you. These niggas, your artists, whatever. And they like, damn, like, you couldn't give me $200, my nigga? What nigga don't do that? You got 50, that you got 50 bands on you. You can't give your mans that, your homie, these niggas you talking about, my artists, my ride or die, this, that, and the third. And you know, you don't got it. Nobody ain't saying break him off $5,000, $10,000. Break a nigga off, make him feel appreciated. You always got to make somebody feel appreciated in something. You ain't going to sit there and shit on your man regardless. You're going to make him, I don't care if you like, yo, I'm going to pay for your meal, I'm going to pay for your cab, or this, that, and the third. I'm going to make you feel appreciated some way, somehow. Some way, somehow. Because that's what niggas appreciate. Like, yo, I appreciate the nigga. The nigga ain't had to do that. It might be a day you just sit there and say, yo, it's 10 stacks. A nigga look at you like, for what? My nigga.
Because I fuck with you. Yeah.
I fucks with you. My bank account good. My kids is good. I wasn't thinking about you, man. I wasn't, you know what? I really never sat down and thought about you. You got a family too. You know what I'm saying? I'm sitting there telling you, yo, go back, listen to the Hustler's Prayer. Bully daughter's my daughter. This, that, third. No, she's not. You ain't give my daughter shit. You miss birthdays, Christmas, this, that, and the third. You ain't give my kids nothing. That check that I supposed to been get was for my family to eat, to live, to do, to get better, to whatever. You didn't give that. So if I'm telling y'all, listen, I don't care about all the albums I was on. I'm only caring about the one album I signed for. Is that a problem? Should it be a problem with anything?
Nah.
If I was on Michael Jackson album, if Michael Jackson put out 12 albums and I was on all of them, and I tell Michael, I don't care about the 12 album. I care about that one album. Can I get paid? Should it be a problem? It shouldn't be a problem. But niggas don't. I don't know. I don't know niggas' morals. Niggas need to have a conversation with me. Real talk. That I gotta do this. You know what I'm saying? So I might get some backlash. But I think really, if you understand my pain and understand where I'm coming from, and this real talk, you're gonna be like, oh, I gotta respect that man. He's not asking for much. That's why I said at the end of the night when we doing them shows and I'm sweating and I'm sick and I'm missing Christmas and New Year's because we at a club, give a nigga $100. $100. It's three of y'all. Y'all got 30,000. You got 10. He got 10. He got 10. Here's 100, Bully. I would have been happy with $300 every time because it was something. That's all.
And on that note, I'm Doggy Diamonds. This is Bully.
Yeah.
Lot Boys there?
Lot Boys.
All right. He say he's still in the parking lot.
Still in
shit,
the parking lot. Come find me. You know him?
Yeah.
Doggy, I'm right there.
Doggy Diamonds, no filter. We out of here.
Yeah.
All right. I got to get the fuck out of here. Thank you for listening to Doggy Diamonds, No Filter podcast. If you like this podcast, make sure you share this. Spread the word. Talk about it. Argue with me. I don't give a fuck what you do. Leave a comment. This is Doggy Diamonds. I'm out of here. See you on the next podcast. Peace. This. Doggy Diamonds did this.